Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXBR's Northwoods Moment in History. The death of a beloved relative is one of the most difficult things that any family can face. Although it does not happen often, every now and again a case of mistaken identity can lead family members into believing a loved one has passed on when quite the opposite is true. Such is the case with a Tomahawk family in 1936. Joe Letendre was born around 1878. He was 57 in 1935, and in the winter of 1935-1936, Letendre left his family in Tomahawk in search of lumber work. He was unclear about where he was going and wasn't overly concerned about anyone worrying about his whereabouts. However, as winter turned to spring and spring to summer, Letendre did not return home. Then, in July 1936, the authorities in Tomahawk received word of a death in North Dakota. A man who had identified himself as Frenchie from Tomahawk had died in that state, and his physical description, right down to a missing left eye and a crippled hand, fit Joe Letendre perfectly. The family authorized shipment of the remains back to Tomahawk, but when the casket arrived, they looked on the body and proclaimed that it bore no resemblance whatsoever to Joe Letendre. No one knew who the body in the coffin had been in life, and no one claimed him, so he was buried quietly in Tomahawk. Meanwhile, Joe Letendre was still missing. 1 month later, in August 1936, Earl Cronkrite, a banker from Tomahawk who was now working in Woodruff, spotted Joe Letendre. He walked over to the long-missing man, double-checked to make sure it really was Letendre, and proclaimed, "You're supposed to be dead." He explained all that had happened to Letendre, but Letendre just laughed it off. Letendre remained in Woodruff, but after a night's sleep decided it might be a good idea to let his family know that he was still alive. Rather than call or telegraph them, he simply found a ride and took a leisurely trip over to Tomahawk. When he arrived outside of town, he first stopped at Lee Meyer's tavern, where he again was informed that he was dead. Meyer did what Letendre himself should have done. He called Letendre's Tomahawk family and let them know that their lost loved one was sitting at the bar having a drink. So where had Letendre been all that time? Rather than heading west to North Dakota, Letendre had gone north into the UP. He worked through the winter in remote lumbering camps and had spent the spring with a brother who had a cabin in the UP, a brother who was apparently equally irresponsible and did not bother letting anyone know that Letendre was there. Nevertheless, in the end, it was a happy reunion for all. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.